Hi, this is Casey Treat. I'm pastor at Christian Faith, and we are excited to have you with us on our podcast. Thanks for joining in. I'm praying that you're going to hear a word that will inspire you, empower you to connect with Jesus and become more like him. That's what we live for. That's what's happening on today's podcast. Our series is entitled The Peace of God. So Tosi made reference a moment ago that the world promises peace, but you actually end up with a hangover, right? The world promises peace, but you end up with an addiction. They promise peace, but you have a list of side effects that's worse than the issue you were trying to fix. I mean, that's kind of typical for the world. What we do out there to try to find peace usually doesn't work very well. But God brings peace. It's peace that goes beyond our ability to understand, beyond our natural mind. Do you know that 20% of Americans report symptoms of anxiety and depression? So that's 20% is 1 out of 5. So think about that. We'll count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You're depressed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You have anxiety. 1, 2, 3, 4. 20%. But it's probably more than that, right? Because a lot of people aren't going to report it. They're not going to talk about it. They just struggle with it. And we know that there are so many that are actually crippled. Their life is hindered because of the fears and the worries and the anxieties. Sometimes you see them on an airplane, or you see them in family gatherings, and they're just so nervous and anxious and troubled. And then in our time, in this era, there seems to be more things to worry about than ever. There's the political divisiveness. When I was a kid, I never worried about politics. I never heard my parents talk about politics. I think they voted. I don't know if they were Democrats or Republicans. Seemed like the Kennedy Democrats in the 60s are a little different than the Democrats today. But we didn't talk about it. It wasn't a thing. Wasn't an issue. Nowadays, if you are of a different party, I hate you. I want you to die. You should just die. I mean, the rhetoric, the anger, the anxiety, we're protesting, we're burning our own city down, which, by the way, not so smart. I'll get even with you. I'm gonna burn my own city down. Wow, this is our world. The political divisiveness is just outrageous. And the worry that people have, the concern of people, if you're a Republican, how can you be a Christian? You should go to hell. If you're a Democrat, how can you be a Christian? You should go to hell. We're all gonna go to hell. If we look at the divisiveness and the anger and the anxieties of our world. Think about this. Worries about the climate and the planet. As a young person, I studied the planet. We had all the maps and all the globes and all the things in class. I never worried that it was going to go away. But now we got climate problems. We're freaking out. We're getting global warming, except for on cold days. Then we got global cooling. This is a problem. And we have people who are actually worried, afraid, anxious, nervous, not sleeping, troubled because of the planet. Well, this is the result when you don't know the Creator, you get focused on the creation. When you don't know the Father who created all the worlds, you focus on the Mother. And you think you need to fix Mother Earth. A world that rejects the Creator and has the arrogance to think they can fix the creation or think that the creation needs fixing is a world in turmoil, confused, right? The Bible is clear. God made the earth for humanity to have a place to fulfill God's will. God knew you before the foundations of the world, right? Ephesians chapter 1, clear Bible message. Before he created the earth, he knew you, had a plan for you. The earth is a place for humanity to fulfill the purposes of God. And the earth will function as God designed it to until it is reborn. Just like you have to be reborn or are reborn, God will recreate the earth. So read the book of Revelation. You know, a lot of people just say things like, well, you can't understand it. They've never read it. Don't opt out before you try. There are things in Revelation that may not be clear to us, but there are some things that are very clear, like how the earth will be recreated. There will be seismic change and the whole earth will be born again, born from God, and will go into a new era and a new time. And we don't know much about that time. Will we be here on earth for the rest of eternity? Some would say yes, but possibly 7 years in the marriage supper of the Lamb during the tribulation period on earth. I'll make some more comments about tribulation in a while. But then back to earth, or maybe new creations. We don't know what God has planned, but we know that God has a plan. So if you're worried about global warming or global freezing, or if you're thinking that you can change the world by not using fossil fuel, but instead piling up batteries on the planet, you really think there's much difference? Should we use the gas or use the batteries? Hey, don't get me wrong. I want a battery car. Not to save the planet, to go really fast. And to have my car drive me home. You know, you just do that. You just put in the... My friend Slava has got the Tesla and you just... And the car takes him to his office and takes him home. I'm like, bro, what are you doing? He goes, oh, my car's driving me home. I need one of those. I didn't even know I needed that. Found a new thing that I need. Right? But no, it's not going to make any difference whether you burn gas or pile up batteries. The fact that some people think they can fix God's problem, which isn't a problem, is so audacious. Is that a word? Audacious? Is stupid. Let me break it down. When you don't know the Creator, you think you need to fix the creation. Who said there was a problem? Only a political person or someone with a fundraising motivation. It's foolishness. But this is our world, and it creates anxiety in some, and fears and worries and drama. And so many people are struggling with these things. So you have the political issues, you have the climate issues, economic issues, and then there's wars. We got wars going all over the place. But Jesus told us there will be wars and rumors of wars. So there's the real wars going on, and then there's just the wars that people are making up in their head. It's real. But for us, we walk with God. We see the world through different eyes. We have a different lens. We have a different view of what's going on. If you're following the social media and the news media, you're probably anxious. You're probably worried. You're probably nervous. But if you're following the word of God, you have peace that passes understanding. Let me show you a couple scriptures. First of all, Isaiah chapter 26. Isaiah 26. Now, over the last couple months, I've been talking about my scripture cards. And I hope you get some. Maybe they're not your style. You use your phone or whatever you use. But I've always used scripture cards because they help me focus. They help me remember. And they give me something to meditate on. So Isaiah 26:3, it's one of our peace of mind cards. And here Isaiah says, God will keep you at perfect peace when your mind is stayed on him because you trust in him. Now think about that. First of all, when your mind is in the right spot, in the right place, you have peace. You're not anxious. You're not angry. You're not frustrated. You're not honking the horn and mad at the traffic. Right? The other day, I called Tasha and I said, man, traffic is so bad out here. She said, Dad, you are the traffic. Well, now I feel worse. Right? So you just get caught up in the emotion. But when your mind is right, and you can't think about God 24 hours a day, but you can have a godly perspective. When you keep your mind right, you will have peace. And it means you're trusting him. In other words, when you're anxious, when you're uptight and you're nervous and you're angry, you're not trusting God. Do you know the Bible said whatever's not of faith is sin? So when we're anxious, angry, uptight, upset, nervous, we're actually scared. Fear and anger go hand in hand. And in that moment, we are not trusting God. And whatever is not of faith is sin. So you wonder, how come I can't get my prayers answered? How come God's not healing my marriage? How come God's not helping my kids? How come I can't get the financial breakthrough? Well, you're not trusting God. You're worrying, you're anxious, you're saying negative things, you're caught up in the world's perspective of what's going on. And I understand people all the time, they tell me, well, Pastor, you need to get real. Get real with what's going on out here. Oh, I'm real. I know what's going on, but I'm gonna keep my mind with a godly perspective. At least as much as, right, I'm not perfect, but I keep my mind on him. He will keep me at perfect peace because I trust him. I'm not worried about the climate. I don't think I can fix the climate, but I don't think God has a problem with the planet, right? There are many things that I can't fix, but I think God is God and he can handle it. I'm going to trust him, right? So that's the perspective that you have to have. If your mind is following the thoughts of the world, you're gonna be uptight. And many people think they need psychiatric drugs because of their anxieties, fears, depressions, worries, migraines, et cetera, et cetera. What if you could get your mind on him, get his peace working, and you don't need psychiatric drugs? Now, I think if we need medicine, if we can take medicine that helps, we should do it. I'm not saying anything contrary. But how much are we trying to medicate our own problem? It's not a physical problem. It's a spiritual, emotional, mental problem. Because if your mind is right with God, you'll be at perfect peace. You won't be anxious. You won't have migraines and stomach aches and all the aches and all the pains, right? So maybe we're trying to treat problems with natural things, medications and so forth, that are not natural. They're soulish and they're spiritual. So Isaiah 26 and verse 3. Let's get our mind on him and let perfect peace take our life because we trust in him. Peace comes from a spirit and soul, right? Your spirit connects with God. Your soul is your mind, emotions, and will. When you connect with God in your spirit and soul, peace begins to run through your life. Without God, the world stresses in its own sin and selfishness and corruption and confusion. Think about how smart we are. We got computers in our hand right now that could do more than computers, you know, when they started a few years. We used to have big machines and big desktops and big everything. Now we got a phone and we got more computing power than we've ever had. And we got planes that fly and amazing. We got so much technology, so many amazing things that are supposed to make our life better. Are we more peaceful? Are we more relaxed? Are we more kind? Are we more understanding, forgiving, loving? I would argue not. We're more divided. We're more upset, uptight, nervous, anxious. So we've got to get our mind set with Him and let the peace of God guard our heart and our mind through Christ Jesus. Walking with God, we're not blind to the things of this world, but we have peace and joy in the midst of this world, right? It's kind of like, it's easy to have peace when, you know, everything's good, everything's happy, everybody's doing good. But in the turmoil, in the struggle, in the bad days, do we have peace with God? That's the goal. That's what God wants. Remember Jesus in the boat with the disciples? The storm is raging, the boat's filling up with water, and the disciples are freaking out. Which, by the way, they've been walking with Jesus. What do they focus on all the storm for? Because they hadn't learned that lesson. You got to get your eyes off the storm and on to Jesus. And they woke him up and they said, Jesus, don't you care? We're going to die. Now, I wonder how many people in this room have recently said to God, don't you care? Look what's going on. Don't you care? I lost my, don't you care? My wife and I are struggling. Don't you care? My kids are having, don't you care? Bro, you focus on the wrong thing. Yes, He cares. And when you get your mind on Him, you'll trust Him and He can work in those circumstances. So we're not denying the problems of the world, but we're deciding how we're going to focus our thoughts and our life. Look in John 16, verse 33. John 16, 33. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation. Right? We're not saying the world's not crazy. We know the world is crazy. They love tribulation out there in the world. The news media never comes on the air for the 5 o'clock news and says, man, it was a great day, sun was shining, and everybody's happy. No, it's always the bad news. Bad news gets attention. Bad news gets more viewers. So the world loves tribulation. So John 16, 33, in the world, you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer because I have overcome the world. So that means in Christ, you overcome the world. In Christ, you live above the tribulations of the world. Now, tribulation is an addiction. And some people don't realize they're actually addicted to tribulation. They love to tribulate. If there's nothing to fight about, they'll stir up a fight. Rage bait. Right? Have you ever heard of that? Rage bait. Y'all act like you've never heard of any of the things we talk about here at church. Are you out there? How's your English? How's my English? Are we communicating? Rage bait is people that love tribulation. And clickbait, same thing. It's just stirring up the argument. So some time ago, Krista, our daughter-in-law, Kayla's wife, does a short video about one of her children eating carrots. And she said, if you give your children good food to eat, they'll eat healthy food. If you give them junk, they'll eat junk. Rage. You'd have thought she was promoting heroin. Not carrots, which, by the way, carrots are close to my heart since I've been called Carrot Top since I was a child. Ate a lot of carrots when I was young. Gives you red hair. Even though a carrot top is actually green, but it's another thing. So I think, Christopher, how far did that video go? It was like 8 million views or something. Was it more than that? Yeah, like 8 million views. Why? Because people reacted to the idea of teaching your children to eat healthy. And they were saying, oh, you're going to give your kids eating disorder with carrots? But it's just the rage bait. It's just people that get into argument. They love the argument. And Chris is watching. She's like, oh my gosh, look at all the clicks that are going on here. But that's the world. And they just rage about things. Oftentimes they have no clue what they're talking about. But it promotes clicks. It gets people engaged. And that's what drives social media. Same thing on the news media. Same thing with movies. Why do they make horror movies? Do people want to be whores? Oh, no, that's a different thing. Horror. Why make a horror movie? I'm just checking to see if you were listening. Okay, I don't do horror movies. Because I don't want horror in my life. But I know some of you love it. If I'm talking about you, just look straight ahead. Why would you love horror movies? Because you're addicted to the tribulation. You love the anxiety. You love the buildup of who's going to get stabbed next. Really? Is it a surprise? The girl ran into the thing by herself? Shocking. She got stabbed. Oh, no. But we love that. Or some people love that because they're addicted to the tribulation. Now, these are the people that are trying to take medication because of their headache. They're trying to have stomach things because of their stomach pain. They got nerve problems. They got anxiety. Well, of course you got anxiety problems. You're living on horror. Right? So if you like the argument and you like the anxiety and you like, okay, I have a friend and they love to argue and debate and they take a side they don't even believe because they just want to argue with you. Have you got that person in your family or maybe a friend? They just want to argue. And they would say, no, I love the conversation. Okay, but to me, it's an argument. And so I'm out. I'm not very good at that. But be careful because you can get addicted to the tribulation. You just get in there and you're just going for it and you don't realize you actually like the anxiety. That's the horror movie. You like the fear. You're addicted to the fear or to the depression and the emotions of it. And it can become a problem. Now you're not sleeping. And now you got migraines. And now you got other issues in your life because you did not keep your mind right with Him and let perfect peace guard your spirit and your soul, right? And this is going on in our world. These are the world leaders. And the world, communicators, the media and movies, these people just creating drama. So you have to be careful lest you get addicted to the tribulation. Let me show you one more of that scripture, John 16, 33. In the world, you'll have tribulation, right? So if you're liking tribulation, you're liking the world. And in the Bible, the concept of the world is always contrary to God. Well, I don't know why God doesn't do more in my life. Because you like the world. The Apostle John wrote, friendship with the world is enemy with God. So you've never thought about it because, you know, it just didn't come to you. But if you like the tribulation, you like the world. If you like the world, you cannot receive from God, right? So in Christ, we have peace. And we live at peace. And I know it's hard sometimes. Storm is raging. Kids going through stuff. Sickness, disease, finance, whatever. I'm just going to relax here and stay at perfect peace. I had a friend named Leon who was in charge of all emergency activities in the province of Canada where Winnipeg is. It's over eastern Canada. Big landmass, and they would have accidents, sometimes, you know, loggers and business, and sometimes traffic, and a lot of accidents. And he was in charge of all the emergency work in all of that. And I said, he became a pastor later in life. And I said, Leon, how can you manage all the trauma of accidents, you know, freeways and loggers and all that going on? And he said, I found a way to stay at peace in the midst of the disaster. And I thought, it's possible. I can stay at peace in the midst of negative things or challenging things going on. It's a choice. It's a decision. Now, you can say, well, I can't take it anymore. Or you can say, in the world, there's tribulation. But I'm not in the world. I'm in Jesus, and I have perfect peace. Come on, give the Lord a hand clap right there. Right? We can do it. Now, think of it like this. I'm in the world, I'm not of the world. I live in this world, but I'm actually not a citizen of this world. Right? Because the Bible said we're pilgrims, we're sojourners, we're just passing through. It's a temporary home. I'm a renter. I'm not an owner. And I live in the kingdom of God, right? I'm not in this world. I'm in the kingdom of God. Now, Romans 14, 17. Look at what it says. Romans 14, 17. The kingdom of God is not eating and drinking. Now, that's a reference to the law and the Old Testament and what you eat and what you drink. God doesn't care about that stuff. In terms of your spiritual life, that's not what it's about. But it's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Now, how much time do you spend with one foot in the world and one foot in the kingdom of God? Right? So this is you. This is your life. I'm in the world because I love the tribulation. I love the drama and the trauma. I'm attracted to the negative emotions. But I'm also in the kingdom of God. Usually about once every 2 weeks, I check out the kingdom. Are you in the world or are you in the kingdom? Because look, give me my scripture. How can you keep taking my scriptures away? Not that one. Yeah, that one. Yeah. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Not in the world, not because of what's happening in the natural. I'm not saying the world is good. I'm saying in spite of what the world is doing, I have peace and joy. Peace like a river. I got peace like a river. How often do you really live in the kingdom? And how often are you just caught up in the world? See, this is a decision. This is the choice that we have to make. If you live in peace, you're going to be different than the people at your office because they're freaking out about the craziest stuff. I heard someone the other day, and they were arguing over a TV show. Is it Married at First Sight or Love at First Sight or what is it? Okay, now you're afraid because you didn't want to let us know that you know. I know that you know and you know that I know. So go ahead and say it out loud. What's it called? Love is Blind. That's the one. So I've never seen it. So is Love is Blind what you cover your eyes and you marry somebody? Or there's a wall between you and then you pick a date? So you ultimately get married, but you've never seen them. See, that's when you be asking for a fat one. According to Tosi. I'm talking about PH. PHAT. Okay, it was actually a sports show. Thank you for teaching me. It was a sports show, but somehow the guys, you know, they got into their little debate and they're arguing over who this person should pick on Love is Blind. I mean, they're fighting about this thing on the air. And I thought two things. First of all, man, I should not be listening to this. And the second thing I thought is this really where we're focusing broadcast time? So I actually did turn off the radio. But this is our world, and you have to decide, am I in that? Now, I don't care what TV shows you watch, but if you get emotionally invested and it's affecting your peace, maybe you should step back a little bit, right? Even sports. We like sports. We like to win Super Bowls. But if you're depressed because your team lost, and you're hungover if your team won, maybe you should step back a little bit because they didn't pay you nothing. But now you tripping. Of course, some of you be gambling on the games. Again, if I'm talking about you, just keep looking straight ahead. You be gambling, so that's why you depressed. You lost money, or you so happy because you made money. But, right, we have to decide, I'm not connected to this world. I live in the kingdom of God. So this world can't make me nervous or angry or fearful or depressed or anxious, because the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Amen? Amen. I'm not a citizen of this world. And the problem with religion is you say you believe in God. You say you believe the Bible, but it never translates into your actual life, into your emotional condition and your health, so religion just gives you this false, oh yeah, I believe in God. But when you really are connecting with God, it changes how you feel, and how you act, and how you live, and peace of God guards your heart and mind. In John 14 and verse 27, Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Okay, let not. You have to decide, I don't let my heart be troubled. Well, I'm in traffic, I can't help it. Yeah, you can. Relax, bro. You are the traffic. You honking at people, flipping people off. Bro, stop, right? Just take a breath. Meditate on the word of God. Get your Tesla, self-drive. Think on these things. Five steps to living at peace. Five practical steps. I'm going to give them to you quickly. Number one, believe Jesus is your Lord and Savior. This is real. This is not, oh yeah, I prayed the prayer. Right? It's not just a prayer I prayed. Jesus is my Lord and my Savior. I'm following him. I'm walking with him. Oh, yeah, I prayed that prayer back in 1993. Yeah, that's not what we're talking about. Today, he's my Lord and my Savior. and I'm walking with him. I'm following him. I'm trying to be like him. Number two, believe the Holy Spirit fills your life and pray with the Spirit. Do you know when you pray with the Holy Spirit, you're praying the perfect will of God and you build yourself up on your most holy faith. Some of you have more fear than you have faith because you never pray with the Spirit and build yourself on your most holy faith. So the anxiety takes over because you let the wrong spirit run your life. Let the Holy Spirit fill you every day, guide you, empower you, and lift you up in your faith. Number three, when trouble comes, know he never leaves you. Because trouble's going to come. In the world, you will have tribulation. But Jesus is in my boat. So the storm is raging. Right now is a bad situation. We got some battles, some troubles, some problems, some issues. But I got Jesus in the boat, so I'm going to be fine. I'll never forget. He will not leave me or forsake me. Number four, pray in faith about every challenge you face. Philippians 4 and verse 6. Be anxious for nothing. Look at it. Be anxious for nothing except those things that are really big. What's the Bible say? Be anxious for nothing, which means it's possible. Now catch yourself. When you're saying, oh, I'm so worried about, stop. No, I'm not worried. I'm anxious for nothing. One time I went to visit my friend's grandfather. And he said, I've been so worried about you boys. And we said, Grandpa, don't worry. It's okay. We're doing great. God's on our side. Don't worry. He said, well, if I don't worry, who will? Some of you have that mentality. You think worrying is helping. That worrying is caring. No, the Bible said, don't do it. Now, the Bible also said, don't commit adultery. You know what that means? Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't murder. You know what that means? Don't do it. It's not good. Don't worry. Don't be anxious. Well, I mean, really, what does God really mean by that? He actually means, don't worry. Don't be anxious. Which also means if you are, because you choose to be. If you're nervous, well, it's just my type. You know, my parents were nervous, and it's just kind of my personality. You know, somebody's got to worry. I'm the family worrier. No, you're choosing to violate the scripture, and you're keeping God from working in your life. Be anxious for, you keep taking my scriptures away. What's going on back there? Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Woo, let's keep the peace, folks. Let's keep the peace. Peace. Number five, keep your mind on him. Keep your mind right. Keep your mind focused. Keep your mind on him. He will keep you at perfect peace. Thank you so much for joining with us today. I'm praying that you heard something that will impact your life. If you'd like more information, connect with us at the Christian Faith Church app or go to the website at christianfaith.us.